Hey, Mason. Today we're digging into candidate constrained retrieval augmented generation for long eval RAG, system design and empirical analysis. This paper earned today's slot because it provides a masterclass in how to build a RAG pipeline where you aren't just searching the whole internet, but are strictly grounded in a specific, community approved set of documents. For your work with Lakota, this is a massive shift in perspective. Usually, when people talk about RAG, they are talking about open domain retrieval, where the AI searches a massive corpus like Wikipedia to find an answer. But in your case, you aren't looking for any information, you are looking for the right information from a specific set of legacy texts or community-approved books. This paper looks at exactly that, a candidate-constrained environment. In this setup, the system is given a specific list of documents for a query, and it is strictly forbidden from using anything outside that list. Every piece of evidence and every citation must come from that pre-approved pool. The problem the authors are solving is how to maximize the quality of the answer when you are working within these tight boundaries. If you can't go outside the box, how do you make sure you are picking the absolute best sentences from inside the box? To understand how their system works, we have to look at the mechanical stages of their pipeline. It starts with how they break documents into smaller pieces, which they call chunks or passages. They tested three ways to do this. The first is a simple rule-based approach. This just scans the text and groups sentences together until it hits a word limit, which in their case was 140 words. They use a one-sentence overlap between chunks to make sure they don't cut a thought in half. The second way is semantic chunking, where they use an embedding model to see if sentences are actually talking about the same thing before they group them. The third is topic shift chunking, which looks for sudden changes in the meaning of adjacent sentences to decide where to split. Once the documents are chunked, the system moves to retrieval. They don't just use the user's query as is. They use something called deterministic query expansion. This means they take the original query, strip out the common stop words, and create new versions of the query focused on specific keywords or even temporal intent, like dates. They also use pseudo-relevance feedback. This is a clever trick where the system looks at the top four passages it found, identifies the most frequent new terms in those passages, and adds those terms back into the search. This helps the system learn what the relevant documents actually look like during the search process. After they have a list of potential passages, they use a technique called reciprocal rank fusion. This is a way to merge different search results together. If you have five different versions of a query, you don't want to just pick one, you want to combine them. Reciprocal rank fusion looks at the rank of a passage in every single list and gives it a higher score if it appears near the top of multiple lists. The most important mechanical part for your work, though, is the late re-ranking. After they have narrowed the search down to about 20 passages, they use a lightweight neural model called Mini-LM. Instead of using this model to decide how to chunk the documents at the beginning, they use it at the very end to look at individual sentences. This allows the system to pick the most high-quality, answer-worthy sentences from the passages they have already found. The authors tested 10 different versions of this pipeline, and the results were quite telling. The winner was a configuration they called Rule Minimum. This version used the simple, rule-based chunking at the start, but applied that Mini-LM sentence re-ranking at the very end. This winner achieved the highest scores across several different metrics. For example, it had the highest BERT score, which measures how semantically similar the answer is to a gold standard answer. It also had the highest retrieval precision, which means that when it cited a document, that document was almost always actually relevant. Most importantly, it had the highest nugget coverage. In this context, a nugget is a tiny, essential piece of information required for a correct answer. High nugget coverage means the system isn't just being wordy or fluent, but is actually hitting all the factual points it needs to. There is a really important finding here regarding the intelligence of the pipeline. You might think that using complex, AI-driven semantic chunking at the beginning would be the best way to go, but the data showed that the most successful system actually used the dumb rule-based chunking. The authors suggest that the real magic happens at the very end, during sentence selection. By keeping the chunks stable and predictable, and only using the neural model to pick the final sentences, they avoided the risk of the AI accidentally cutting out important context during the initial chunking phase. However, there are honest limitations to this study. First, the researchers only tested this on 47 queries. That is a very small sample size. While the trends are clear, we should be cautious about treating these results as absolute law. Second, they noted a disagreement between their own internal evaluation and the official organizer evaluation. Their internal evaluation, which used a large language model as a judge, tended to reward systems that produced plausible or fluent-sounding answers, but the official evaluation, which looked at specific factual nuggets, favored the system that was more precise. This is a huge warning for anyone building RAG systems. A model can sound incredibly confident and smooth while actually missing the specific factual details you need. So, what does this mean for your Lakota pipeline? First, what you should adopt is the concept of late-stage neural selection. When you are working with your community-approved books, don't feel like you have to use complex embedding models to decide how to split the text into chunks. It might be safer and more robust to use simple, rule-based chunking, perhaps based on paragraph breaks or sentence counts, to ensure you never lose the original context of the legacy text. Instead, save your neural budget for the very end. Use a small, fast model to look at the candidate sentences and pick the ones that most directly answer the user's question. Second, what you should test is the nugget approach to evaluation. If you are building a system for a community, fluency is not enough. A model that speaks Lakota beautifully but gets the historical facts or the specific kinship terms wrong is a failure. You should develop a way to identify nuggets, the essential pieces of information in your community's texts, and measure exactly how many of those nuggets your RAG system is actually capturing. Third, what you should ignore is the temptation to rely on a single LLM as a judge metric. If you use a model like GPT-4 to grade your Lakota RAG system, it might give you a high score because the grammar looks good, but it might be blind to the subtle factual errors that a community elder would catch instantly. You need a multimetric approach that specifically checks for citation precision and nugget coverage. Finally, as you build this, you should ask yourself the same questions the authors asked. Is my system's success coming from better retrieval, or is it coming from better evidence selection? If you improve your chunking, does it actually help the answer, or does it just make the retrieval more confusing? And most importantly, can I trace every single sentence in my answer back to a specific, verified source in my community's library? By focusing on that late-stage precision and a multi-layered evaluation, you can build a system that isn't just a chatbot, but a truly grounded, sovereign knowledge tool.